Are you always searching or seeking? Written and narrated by Mike Iamelli. Originally posted on MikeIamelli.com on April 8th, 2019. For a long time, I was insatiable. I was always looking, always seeking something. Only I didn't know what it was. I'd buy courses and coaches and spiritual tools. I'd go to health and energy practitioners. I'd even move around or change jobs. I won't lie. Even when I started this business, it wasn't because I had crystal clarity around how I wanted to support people. Really, it was because I was still seeking something that would satisfy me. I was insatiable, never satiated by the containers in my life. So what did I do? Like every insatiable being ever, I consumed more. I bought more courses, more coaches, more tools. I wanted to receive my way to meaning and purpose. See, there's a lot of conversation about receiving out there, about feeling worthy to allow money, support, gifts, love into our lives, and about questioning our socially conditioned reaction that the only way to receive is to give. That the only appropriate response to, you look great today, is to say, thanks, you too. And after a lifetime of being a visionary, being told that I was too much and not enough, I wanted to work through the self-worth issues I had that prevented me from receiving. So I asked for help. I bought more programs. I let people gift me their programs. I let people pay me more money. But I fundamentally missed the point. I was mistaking taking with receiving. I listened to all the money mindset conversations out there, and I thought that if I could just allow someone to gift me their wisdom in a course, or even gift me their money, that I had cracked the code on receiving. But strangely, I was still insatiable, because I may have taken the support from them, but I hadn't received it inside of me. And there's a big difference. I can allow Garrett to do the dishes, but if I don't pause, feel how cared for I am, and experience the immense gratitude of the moment, I didn't actually receive it. I took it, I allowed it, sure, but I didn't receive it. To receive is something altogether more intimate. It's deeper and more vulnerable and much, much more emotionally based. It's allowing the moment, the experience, to become a part of you. It's about surrendering to the moment because we feel safe and worthy and deserving. It's the difference between mindlessly eating a whole bag of chips and savoring the taste of each individual chip. Sure, we might take the same amount in both instances, but we're never emotionally satiated when we don't receive. And we visionaries are notoriously insatiable. Because we have big wants, big desires. We fall in love with all of the world. We can see possibilities for a future yet to come. And we want it all. Our desires for the future are always bigger than our current realities. It's what makes us visionaries in the first place. We experience our visions, these immense possibilities, like they're real before us. And we've spent our whole lives in spaces that never quite fit. Where we felt too much and not enough, too sensitive and too emotional and too passionate, not good enough or successful enough. So we're hungry. Our wants grow more. And yet, our ability to receive those wants, to feel safe enough to let an experience in, diminishes. When we've been so unique, so different, so visionary our whole lives, that level of intimate receiving is terrifyingly vulnerable. Yet the wants only grow with time. And we become insatiable, sensing life so much more acutely and desperately looking for the meaning, the essence in all things, but barely able to find the things that will even satiate us. And even when we do, unable to fully receive from them. So the advice of work on receiving never quite landed for me. It felt like a superficial cliche for a nuanced experience, another place where I was misunderstood. And maybe ironically, the more I've deepened into my own genius, the less I've needed to receive. Because I was receiving from everything in my life. I slowly changed all my clothes over to only those that made me feel more like myself. And I slowly built a business only based on my genius, even when it meant turning down major opportunities and intentionally making less money. And I bought a home that felt exactly like me. And I stopped seeking and started exploring, not from the baseline of being hungry, but from the baseline of being so filled that I wanted to share and explore what I had at my disposal. I had to know my own genius to even be satiated in the first place, to know what I wanted to be satisfied by. And then I had to actually allow that to permeate every aspect of my life, never settling for people who didn't get it, never doing work that contradicted it, never blowing past a moment without fully receiving it, and never going out and buying or taking something new without receiving every ounce from similar resources I might already have available. I tend to spend way less money and lead a simpler life than I ever expected. Not from a place of lack, on the contrary, from a place of abundance. I already have so much. I'm way too satisfied and busy to add more. We tend to need a lot when we're insatiable. We tend to need very little when we're always satiated. We visionaries will always have wants. We'll always have visions. It's part of our magic. But our job isn't to ever minimize or distract ourselves from those wants. It's to be so filled up and satiated by our genius that those wants become more exploration of ourselves than compulsive cravings. And when we can enter the intimate dance of truly receiving our essence, our genius, from the right containers around us, then we stop seeking, we stop searching, we start being. Everything moves beyond the literal. Words become poetic salve for our souls. Music become transcendence portals to another dimension. And every relationship becomes a space of love, even when it's challenging. We get to receive the essence, the genius, life force itself. And that's true receiving. Questions for reflection. Answer in a journal, in the comments right here, or take it over to the Sacred Branding Facebook group where we can support one another. Are you always searching or seeking? Do you find yourself searching for something in courses, books, programs, retreats, jobs, relationships? Do you feel like you haven't been fully satiated by the things in your life? Have you spent time working on receiving but struggle to fully feel satiated? Do you have some blessings or great things in your life but still not feel completely satisfied? Do you ever judge yourself or feel shame for not being able to just be happy? What if receiving is so much more and deeper than just taking? What if your challenge with receiving and feeling satiated is because you're a visionary? What if you can allow the essence of things to intimately connect with you so much deeper? What if your path to purpose and meaning is through receiving the essence of your genius in everything in your life?